Welcome back to the show, Evan Brake. Great to have you here on this Thursday morning live from Agribition. So we are broadcasting the entire show down at Agribition. We are, as soon as you come into the International Trade Center, long hallway of exhibitors. We are about halfway down at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth. Thanks to everybody who's already this morning. I don't even think the doors have been open a couple of minutes, and we've had a number of people stop by the booth for a chat. So appreciate everyone coming by on a day that is also holiday south of the border, American Thanksgiving. So I've had a couple people say I'm getting my work done this morning so I can watch a bit of football this afternoon. We're also, I mentioned this earlier, keeping an eye on Calgary, because that's where the MOU is being struck today between Prime Minister Mark Carney and Premier Danielle Smith on the proposed pipeline. What's that going to look like? What are the parameters around which both sides will agree to this? And what's the likelihood of completion, knowing that there's a premier to the west of Alberta with his arms crossed, not up, not really supportive of this? We'll see how this shakes out. So we'll follow that story for you along as well. Yesterday morning, we had Saskatchewan's Minister of Finance, Jim Ryder, on the program. One of the big reasons is they, every year, will come out after every quarter and give an update on the financial report. So the budget, we know, started the year. We had Minister Ryder back on in February talking about a slim surplus at the end of the budget year is what they projected of $12 million. Even Minister Ryder at the time said, yeah, it doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room, but these are our best estimates. Well, we're halfway through the year, and it's nowhere near as positive as what those projections were back in March. They're looking at now $420, $430 million as a deficit. So that would add to the debt, and it is possible it's going to get worse yet before the end of the year. The opposition NDP, of course, have concerns about this, and we wanted to check in with them, and I'm happy to have the leader of the official opposition, NDP leader Carla Beck, is joining us by phone this morning. Ms. Beck, thank you so much for taking the call.
Great to join you, Evan.
So let's start with, I've got a few topics, actually, I wouldn't mind chatting with you about this morning, but let's start with these mid-year financial reports that were released earlier this week. Just some thoughts on the numbers.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, when the budget was presented back earlier in the spring, we said it wasn't worth the paper that it was printed on. I don't think that anyone believed their claims of a $12 million surplus. And now we're looking at a $500 million deficit plus $1 billion in new debt. This has been a pattern for this government, who claims at budget time that they're going to have a balanced budget, only to find more of a deficit and more debt piled onto the people of this province. We're now looking at $40 billion when it comes to total debt, and $1 billion every year just to service that debt. The minister should have been straight with the people of this province back in March.
Of course, when we get numbers like this, Carla, we talk about, okay, what are the causes? What are the things that didn't go the way we planned? And one of the big ones is the wildfire season, which was, I think we all can acknowledge it was worse than expected, and one of the worst on record. Is there some appreciation of things that are out of the control of government when it comes to this number?
Sure. There's no doubt that this was an extraordinary wildfire year, but we had the government at that time stand up, and very confidently the Minister McLeod said, oh yeah, we're ready. They obviously weren't. Now we see this government in court looking at claims that they overspent $100 million for two water bombers that didn't even take flight during this wildfire crisis. They quite simply were not prepared. And we've had wildfires every year that this government has failed to account for. We've got other costs that this government continues to pay, whether that's on health care, their AIMS program. This government has blown their budget nearly every year. And, it's become, frankly, a farce. As my colleague said yesterday, you'd have a better chance at Agribition with the cow cow patty bingo than the numbers that this government has been putting forward at the start of the year. I think it's time for this government to be straight with the people of this province and, put out a real budget that addresses the needs of people in this province.
So maybe the obvious next question is then what would you do different? And I realize it's a big question, but budgets are a projection of best estimates of the revenue that'll come in, the expenses that will go out. Where, if you look at that budget, where would you have done things differently?
Well, this government, I mean, I don't even know where to start, some of the claims that this government made at the start of the year. First of all, they booked oil way higher than any other province. I mean, that was not credible. Some of it, you look at some of the expenditures in healthcare. This is a government that claims that they've got everything figured out with their healthcare retention and recruitment plan. We continue to spend 2 to 3 times what it would cost to retain workers here in this province on contract workers because their plan has failed. Let's look at their IT program, AIMS, that was supposed to cost $80 million. It's now up to $400 million and counting. It still doesn't work. This is a mismanagement problem right across the board with this government. They're paying more and more, but Saskatchewan people are getting less. I think it's about a government that refuses to listen, refuses to plan ahead, and continues to pay more because of their own mismanagement.
So if I listen to what you just talked about in that answer, AIMS is a provincial, absolutely, that's a Saskatchewan issue. But everything else, even going back to wildfires, oil prices, healthcare, these are issues that are not unique to Saskatchewan, and they're not issues that we're seeing great success in other provinces. Is there, is that a recognition that you have that although these are big problems, I mean, these aren't limited to just Saskatchewan?
Well, I mean, when I'm talking about the oil prices, the problem with this budget and why it was farce from the very beginning is this government booked the price of oil at $70 a barrel. That was not anything that any other province was projecting, even Alberta. It's a government that continues to not be straight. They stand, I don't know how they can keep a straight face sometimes, stand up and say, oh no, we're sure of our numbers, this is the projections, and then by the time we get to mid-year, we find that they've blown through their budget. This is how we ended up, after 18 years of this government, with $40 billion in debt. And again, we're spending $1 billion on servicing. This is mismanagement from top to bottom from this government, and the costs are piling up, and Saskatchewan people are paying the price.
Carla Beck is my guest, the official leader of the official opposition, the Saskatchewan NDP. Okay, I want to shift topics, if I can, to Bill 608, the Rent Control Act. We've had lots of discussions on the show about this, and this is one of those ones that I think it's tough for people to kind of extrapolate and weed through. I self-disclosed that I have two family members who both are in a position where they're renting, both are in a position where they've seen a fairly significant rent increase in the last year. So it sounds attractive to say we have to put a cap on rent. But then I read literature that says economists worry that and caution against doing that because of the long-term impact. How do you see the balance in this from the NDP's position?
Well, the first thing I'd say is this, Evan, your family members are not alone. We've got 300,000 renters in this province, almost a quarter of the population. And in this province, they've seen 40 months of consecutive rent increases, 20, 30, 40, even higher percent increases every year. We've seen rents go up in this province 24% in just the last 2 years alone. This is something that simply has to be out of control. We see often it's corporate landlords headquartered outside of this province that are coming in, jacking up rents because they can, and then they're bragging about the profits. In terms of some of the concerns that were put forward by the minister, well, first of all, he admitted he hadn't even read the bill. This bill came out of months of consultation. We spoke with renters, but we also spoke with landlords, with home builders. And some of the concerns that they brought forward were incorporated into this bill. But the reality is, when we look at provinces, and the majority of provinces in this country have rent control, Saskatchewan has fared below most of those provinces that have rent control when it comes to housing starts. So a lot of what the minister has put forward as concerns simply aren't borne out by the facts across this country.
If I look at the data, and I know you talked about this the other day, the rent increases we've seen in our province over the last year are among the highest in Canada. Yet the other side of the coin is we still have some of the most affordable, if not the most affordable, rent dollar figures in Canada. So, you know, is this the problem, or is it something, you know, we hear about the need for growth. We need a market where there's lots of different spaces for people to rent, because that competition will actually help suppress the price.
Well, the reality is this government has failed on both ends of the spectrum. They have failed when it comes to having a plan for housing starts in this province. One of the worst things that this government did that really killed new growth was the application of PST on construction labor. They were warned about that from home builders, from many people when that PST was brought in. They didn't listen. They also haven't been listening to renters who are saying we cannot withstand 24% rent increases, sometimes more in a year. We heard from a group of seniors just this week, women in their 70s, one woman who's going through cancer treatments right now, who had to give up her pets because she couldn't afford to keep her pets and deal with the rent increases. Another woman who is talking about going back to work. This is very reasonable, the bill that we've put forward to curb some of those excessive rent increases and to provide some relief. Absolutely, we need to have a strategy across the board for building, something this government also has not delivered on. But right now, renters need some support, some relief from the rent increases. I'm going to take one of those corporate landlords alone. Their latest financial report, and I'm talking about Boardwalk, they saw an almost 6% increase in rental revenue growth in this province, bragging about Saskatchewan being their best market, only a 0.5% increase in their expenses. That means they're jacking up rents in this province 12 times faster than their expenses are going up. You know, that's good for that corporate landlord, those profits that are going to Alberta. That is terrible for renters here in this province. That's why we brought the bill forward.
And as I listen to you talk about that, I'm not disputing that there's ways in which we can protect people that are renters. The question is this the right way? I think back to 1992, it was the Roy Romano government that got rid of rent control, brought in the Residential Tenancies Act. So do we misstep in 92? Do we need to go back? Is that what's happened?
I think right now, well, first of all, 1992, I don't know if I was old enough to even buy a beer in this province, Evan, at that time. And we certainly weren't seeing people being faced with 50% rent increases. We weren't seeing the kind of growth in renters being squeezed out of the market. We've got young people right now who are putting everything into just paying the rent. They've given up hope that they're going to be able to scrape together a down payment for a house. Something needs to be done. This bill was, as I said, put forward after months of consultation. It's quite thoughtful. I wish the minister would have read it before he started, throwing out criticisms. A lot of what he talked about is actually addressed in the bill. We've got a 5-year hiatus. A break for new builds. There are provisions for landlords to be able to make repairs and improvements to their buildings. This is a bill that was thoughtfully put together to provide some relief for people in this province. You know, it's not the mom and pop landlords that we hear concerns about. It is large out of province corporate landlords that are making record profits on the backs of Saskatchewan renters because they can, because they have a government that has failed to stand up and provide any relief. This is really important, and I think that the government would do well to read it and before they start leveling criticism.
Carla Beck is my guest, Saskatchewan NDP's official opposition leader. Okay, we've got only a minute left, but I'm live at Agribition today, and I know yesterday you had a lot of people from the ag sector, especially in that Big Stick region of our province, at the legislature. In about a minute that we've got left, are you able to tell us what the concerns are there and what you'd like to see government do?
Yeah. So we've got folks around in the southwest, around are in the Big Stick and Fox Valley, who have been faced with 9 years of record drought. They're telling us that if they don't see some relief and some changes to business risk management in this province and federally, that they're looking at losing 75-50% of producers in that area. You know, this is very emotional. This is critical. It is hard for producers, for ranchers to ask for help. They've been doing that, but their concerns have fallen on deaf ears. I hope that the minister heard them yesterday, because this is a desperate situation. We can't pass the buck or point fingers. Let's get down, get these producers some relief, and make those changes to those business risk management programs.
All right, Ms. Beck, we're going to have to leave our chat there. We're at the end of our time. Thank you for giving us some time this morning. We appreciate having you on the show.
I appreciate it as well, Evan. Have a great time at Agribition.
Carla Beck, official opposition leader, the Saskatchewan NDP, calling on the government to make a few changes in a few areas. Rent control, support for those in the southwest part of the province in terms of agriculture, and of course concerns about the financial outcome of this year's budget. That and more will be topics that I'm sure we'll continue to talk about on our program over the next few weeks and months. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back live from Agribition here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.